Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you, Russell, for that introduction. And I was so pleased to hear Maureen's speech. I tell you what, this place is in a bloody difficult spot to find with all the with all the changes around the city. I think Maria and I drove around here about three times, so I'm sorry we're a little bit late. And no, my arm's not broken, but I do have a very tender rotator cusp injury, so I'm only wearing the sling so people don't shake my hand off, really. So thank you very much, and once again, I'm sorry I'm late. Can I, of course, begin, I'm sure as Maureen and others have begun, by recognising country and recognising that we are on Gadigal land. And also I understand that Susan Ryan was going to come but's not been able to make it, but we say hello to her in her absence. To Margaret as well. How are you? Haven't seen you for some time. To Russell, thank you for the welcome. And to Maureen, whom has been such an important part on my understanding, Maureen, in terms of developing the Reconciliation Action Plan. Also to I think Tom Cohen has also been very influential as well. Where are you, Tom? Thank you so much for all the work that you've done. And I am very happy to take some questions, of course. Can I say that listening to Maureen's speech was really important. The importance of involving local communities and local community organisations in whatever pursuits that we take, and to also to be able to walk in others' shoes, I think is one of the greatest lessons ever for any of us. That idea of walking in other people's shoes is something that I've spoken about on many occasions, including my first speech to the New South Wales Parliament. And I took the lesson from To Kill a Mockingbird, because that's what really that book was about. What a great lesson to have. To other First Nations people here, I recognise you and say good morning as well. You know, everyone, reconciliation is about many things. But for me, reconciliation is not about a destination. It's actually a journey. And it's the journey, I think this is what Maureen was saying, it's actually the journey that's important, the things that you gather, the things that you share, the things that you participate in on that journey. And really, in many ways, this Reflect Reconciliation Action Plan for this group is a great part and a great step on that journey. And I think that's what Maureen was saying, is that it's a living document. It's a document that will change, and it will change as you achieve the goals of this action plan. You'll move on to the next level, and then eventually, I think it's Stretch, which is the big one. It's just wonderful, and I want to congratulate SRS for taking this very meaningful and this very lasting change, because you are so important to the most important people in our community, and that is senior people. And certainly from an Aboriginal worldview, as I'm sure you've been shared with, it's our elders, it's our senior people that are just so crucial to not only where we are now, but reminding us that you are a sum of the past, and that if we in this country forget our past, then we are really doing a disservice to so many people. It seems to me that the other part of what today is about is really fulfilling one of the three goals of the Uluru Statement. The first was the entrenchment of a First Nations voice in the Australian Constitution. I notice our Prime Minister has a slightly different view at the moment, but we'll work on that. The second is, of course, the establishment of a Makarrata Commission, which would oversee the goals of treaty and agreement making, and that's something that we should embrace as a nation. Many of these things already exist. They're just not called treaties. They're called something else. But the third part of the Uluru Statement is very much about our endeavours here today. The third part of the Uluru Statement was a national process of truth-telling. And isn't that what this action plan is about? It's about, and I've read it, it's about working with local organisations. Within your action plan, you've identified a number of potential local partners, and you can't go past the list that's actually in there at the moment. And I know many of those organisations personally. But it's also about expanding your own thinking, your own goals as an organisation, but I would say as individuals as well. A woman came in to see me. She was a constituent of the great seat of Barton. I love being the member for Barton. I mean, Barton was one of the architects of the White Australia policy. It's just too good, isn't it? It's just too good. the woman came in to see me and, you know, you could say, well, it's 30 minutes of my life I'll never get back. But it was very important for her. She wanted to talk to me as a First Nations person. She wanted to know more, and she wanted to know what is it that she could do personally. And my simple answer to her is be informed. That is what you can do personally, and take that information forward with you on your life's journey. And that's what this plan is really actually about. So think of it as a journey. Think of it, as Maureen said, as a living document. But also be incredibly proud that SRS as an organisation has taken this step, which is a very definitive step, Russell, a very definitive step in terms of making this place a much better place than it was before the action plan. Because really, what other goals should we have in life? But to leave the planet just a little bit better than the way that we found it. And I wish everyone thought like that. But that's sort of, to me, really what life's about. It's about walking in other people's shoes, but it's also saying that that my time on this blue planet will mean that this blue planet is a little bit better for my being here. So congratulations. Our wrap is a really important step in maturing, in growing, and in being as you are, a rights organisation. It's just so very important. I'm very happy, Russell and Margaret, to be part of launching your RAP today. Congratulations, everybody.